This is TechCrunch.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dip uses AI to fix bottlenecks between marketing and design teams, by Catherine Chu. Before founding Dip, Jennifer Chen and Mikhail Abramov spent 15 years working as art directors in New York City. During that time, Chen says they realized that the marketing, sales, and design process have stayed the same, despite new technology and tools being introduced to the market, and is often riddled with bottlenecks. Salespeople have sales needs. They communicate with the marketing team, and then once the marketing team has a direction, they brief a designer. Then the designer goes back to the marketer, and then the marketer goes back to the designer, she said. There's that vicious cycle that slows down the entire process because nobody understands the needs and workflow of the other department. Dip was launched 3 years ago to automate much of that workflow and allow marketing and design teams to collaborate more effectively while focusing on their own performance metrics. For example, if a marketing team wants to update a price on their ad, all they need to do is enter it into a spreadsheet instead of asking a designer. The Taipei-based startup recently raised $1.5 million in seed funding from investors, including Spark Labs Taiwan, Palm Drive Capital, and content tech unicorn Tezine, and will launch generative AI-powered features soon. To use Dip, brands first set up a brand guideline with information including fonts, colors, and layout, or they can upload an Adobe Photoshop file. That data is then turned into a Dip file with everything remaining editable. Then prices and other information for ads are uploaded into a spreadsheet with each row representing a product, so visual assets can be edited in batches. This helps marketing and design teams keep up with the massive amount of visual content that is needed to sell online. Chen said brands typically generate 300 to 500 images at a time, which Dip can help them do in minutes. The brands Dip works with are typically Fortune 500 companies in apparel and beauty selling a large number of products or upwards of 500 SKUs. They have high product rotation rates, often with weekly launches of 20 or more products, and sell on 3 or more marketplaces alongside social media advertising campaigns. Chen says most have large sales and marketing teams, but a shortage of designers. Its customers include Levi's, Estee Lauder, and Rakuten. Dip also works with e-commerce enablers, or agencies that help brands distribute products across multiple channels. Since its launch, Dip has primarily focused on Taiwan, but is expanding into Southeast Asia with new clients in Singapore, the Philippines, and Thailand. Dip started in New York, but the team decided to move to Taiwan after getting into Taipei-based accelerator AppWorks because of the market potential it saw in Asia. For example, brands here hold a high number of sales promotions. Throughout the year, it's not just Black Friday or Christmas, there's a sale every month, Chen said. There's a busy season starting in June that goes all the way to Chinese New Year. In terms of competition, Chen says potential customers often ask how Dip is different from Rocketeam, which helps creative teams build very large marketing campaigns. Chen says Dip differentiates by focusing on e-commerce because brands in Asia often sell through multiple online channels at the same time, including PC Home, Momo, Shopee, and Lazada. Each marketplace has its own unique guidelines for visual content, including file sizes and dimensions. That information is embedded into Dip's platform so brands can automate their ads to fit different requirements. Dip is now working on integrating generative AI into its platform to help address gaps between marketing and design departments. For example, it will allow marketers to use prompts to generate images as a first draft of ideas to present to designers. It also automates the process of reviewing designs or checking details like character limit and formatting to meet the requirements of different marketplaces and social media platforms. Dip's new funding will be used for team expansion, especially in its R&D and business departments. In a statement, Palm Drive Capital founding partner Seaman Chan said, with global venture capital investments in generative AI reaching $1.7 billion in the first quarter of this year, we are thrilled to support DIP in enhancing their e-commerce solution with AI capabilities. As the company has validated its value proposition in Taiwan by offering a much-needed solution to the multi-channel e-commerce operation of global brands, we are optimistic that this solution will bring disruptive impact on e-commerce operating workflows through the APAC region.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.